Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 20th of March, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow for priority traffic or to allow for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. So those are the four pieces of information that we ask check-ins to provide. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC or Zulu time on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, BE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. And I will just say now that I noticed that I only see three other actual stations connected to the conference at this moment. All of them regular attendees of this net. So I think I'm going to skip some of the boilerplate. And I'm thinking this is maybe going to be a short net. But that's okay. Short nets, long nets, we have all kinds of nets. So, we like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. And as I was pondering that this week, as I do every week, always trying to come up with something new, it occurred to me that, what's the expression, everything old is new again, something like that? We've done this a couple of times in the past. There are certain topics that are worth revisiting on a regular basis. And so I'm starting to think that this should be kind of codified. And maybe have like each month have one topic that you can depend upon will be a topic the same month from year to year, you know, just to kind of regularize it. I haven't worked out this theory, this concept. So if you have some ideas about that, which topics are, if you know, universal or ubiquitous enough that need to be visited every year or maybe more often, I would appreciate you contacting me. You can say something in the mailing list or you can email me, jwh@sdf.org. So that's kind of my topic this week. So let me reset. Right, I don't think I need to explain how we do check-ins, yada, yada, yada. So I see KC3LYZ, KD9NDJ, and BK6BQQ. If there's somebody out there on the DMR All-Star Gateway who is listening, please come forward now with your call sign so that I can add you to my check-in list. Okay, nothing heard from the gateway, so I'll start going down my list here, starting with KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. I think that sounds like a good idea to revisit topics every so often. I think SDRs would be a good one to come up with every now and then, because there's usually new things coming out. And I've been having a hard time trying to replace this one Kiwi SDR that we had for a friend, as it seems like they're not making them anymore. They had problems getting the supply from China. Back to that.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I'm making a note of that, SDR. And let me just run down some of the topics that I was thinking of when this idea struck me. just recently, somebody, a friend of mine, told me about this site called Temu, Tango Echo Mike Uniform, unless my memory is messing with me here. It's another Chinese marketing site, and I checked it out, and it reminded me of the early days of buying things from China back. I think the first place I went to was Merit Line, and there were a couple of other places, and there was Alibaba, and anyway, this kind of reminded me of that. There were all kinds of cute little things there, really cheap, you know, $2, $3, and free shipping, and I ended up buying like $40 or $50 worth of stuff, and I had a pretty good experience with it, so I'm probably going to go back to them and look for some more of these. You know, they're not, you know, big-ticket items. They're, let's see, what's an example? One of the things that I got from them is, years ago, I picked up a credit card-sized Fresnel lens. And if you're not familiar with Fresnel lenses, it's basically a way to collapse a glass lens that would normally be very large and heavy. They make it out of plastic, and they make it flat instead of thick and heavy, you know. So anyway, I carry one of those with me all the time, because as my eyes get older, sometimes I have trouble reading fine print. And so I can whip this out of my wallet or my shirt pocket, and it's only about 3 times magnification, but a lot of times that's all you need. And it's fairly cheap. Although the ones I bought years ago, I think I paid like $1 or $2 a piece for them. And this Temu place had like a 10-pack for $1.98. Okay, so it's that kind of, you know, cheap thing, a cheap but good thing. So why was that? Why did I go into that? So I think many years ago, early on in this net, one of our topics was what online sites do you like to shop at? And so I think that's probably an example of the kind of thing that we should revisit every year, because these places come and go, and, you know, the good places go bad, and new places come in, and so on. Other possible topics is, what websites do you like for amateur radio? What podcasts or mailing lists or blogs do you like for amateur radio? So anyway, I think I can easily come up with at least 12 different topics that would be worth visiting every year, every month, once a month over the year. So anyway, next on my list here is KD9NDJ. Darn it, I missed it.
Hey, AB9FK in the group. This is KD9NDJ, and my SDF name is KDB, and let's see. I think that's a good idea to have a recurring topic, actually. The topic that's resonating in my mind at the moment is ham radio in the real world, because this week I was surprised to discover that the village of Rantoul, where I live, this is East Central Illinois, a couple of their representatives, power company representatives, got onto my lot, which is, you know, not part of the, I mean, you know, it's not in their purview, I would think. Anyway, they took down my long wire antenna and yanked out the pole that it was attached to. Now, I didn't put that pole up. It was a pole that was there. It was a utility pole. It wasn't full size, but it was pretty tall. I'd say about 20 to 25 feet tall. So it was useful for suspending an antenna. Anyway, they took it upon themselves to remove that. So, you know, now I have to figure out what I'm going to do HF. I could put up a vertical. I've been putting that off because of the expense and the, you know, head scratching involved. But anyway, that's an example of trying to do amateur radio and dealing with the authorities that, rightly or not, impinge on it. Some people have homeowners associations. I do not. I own the property that I erect things on, and you would think that I would be free from molestation by civic groups, but apparently that's not the case. So, ham radio in the real world. What do you think, Wayne? This is KD9NDJ, back to the group.
Okay, well, I have made a note of that, and that sounds like a good candidate. I'm thinking in your case, though, I assume that that pole belonged to the power company, so you really don't have much of a case if you want to complain about it being taken away. However, I think you are perfectly free to replace it with an even better pole. I think that you can buy used utility poles and hire somebody to install it on your property and, you know, do something even better. So let me pass it back to you.
Well, if you're passing it back to me, I think that's what you said there, I'm going to take you up on it, because that was not the village's pole. No way. It was installed by the restaurant next door improperly on my property. So, you know, it had nothing to do with the village. I went out and talked to them, and the people that were messing around with it, walking around in my yard looking at the wire, and they assured me they would leave it alone. We went out to Walmart to do some shopping, and while we were at Walmart, they took it down. So it has nothing to do with them. It's like they just totally spuriously decided to deal with it. It was somebody else's installation, but you're absolutely right. I could put up my own pole, and I'm considering it. In fact, I could put it in a better location, one more to my liking. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, so you have a plan then. And I don't know, if you're going to try to complain to the city, then you might want to, you might need a lawyer to make progress with that. And even then, it's iffy. Good luck, though. And the bottom line might be, give up on that poll and do something better. But, yeah, let us know how that works out. Let's see, who's next on my list here? I already did KC. I checked off the wrong one. The next one should be BK6BQQ. Oh, shoot, I'm still transmitting.
Must have been the pole. Anyway, all good. Yeah, revisiting would be a good topic, I think. But what are we going to revisit is what I'm wondering. Interesting. Anyway, good morning from West Australia. VK60QQ.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Reg. Hope everything is good with you there. Well, like I said, I think I started giving a few examples. Some of the ones that immediately come to mind are, what are your favorite websites for ham radio? What are your favorite video logs or blogs about ham radio? Mailing lists? Websites, I guess. I think I mentioned shopping venues. Where do you go to buy stuff for ham radio? What else have we talked about along those lines? I'm sure there are several others there, and I'll be making a list of those over the next few days. But just kind of cast your mind back, because we've been doing this net for, over 5 years now, and we've had a few topics that generated quite a lot of discussion, and I think some of them are... what's the word I'm looking for? They could be revisited is really what it boils down to, because things change. Websites come and go, blogs come and go, shopping sites come and go. So we need to kind of check them from time to time and see what's new. So that was the best I could come up with on short notice this week. You know, I couldn't think of a totally novel new topic, and that made me think, well, what about old topics? and that started me down this line of thought. Anyway, everybody has had a chance, so I don't see any new stations joining us. The gateway is still there, so let's ask again if there's anyone on the gateway who wants to check in.
KD9NDJ, I'll take a recheck.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I wasn't hearing anybody there, so I thought I'd jump in on it. I really like the idea of a recurring feature on relevant electronics and radio-oriented websites. And maybe we could include a discussion of what's going on with the vendors. Along that line, reports from Hamfests that are going on. I love Hamfests. Haven't been to one for a while. Sort of tapered off during the pandemic, but I assume they're still going on. And yeah, the websites, Alibaba, etc., that's definitely worth a continual update given the situation that's going on in the world out there, what with, you know, China, etc. Who knows what our access will be like. So anyway, I wanted to support that idea as a recurring. AB9FJ in the group, this is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken, and it's probably time for me to say that I am AB9FJ, and this is the SDFARC Weekly Net, and I still see no new call signs popping up on the dashboard, and I'm thinking this might be a very short net this week. So do we have any more rechecks or additional comments? Okay, nothing heard. So, well, let me also reiterate that if you think of something after the net ends, you can always email me directly at jwh@sdf.org or post something on the SDFARC mailing list. So, let's call this final call, last call for check-ins or rechecks for the SDFARC Weekly Net for the 20th of March, 2023. Okay, nothing hurt. That means this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's see, let's call it 0022. Zulu, that is. And if you would like to continue the conversation, well, I think you all know about the DMR thing there. Some of us are hanging out in COM in the Anon Radio Room, so you can meet us there. Otherwise, we'll be back here again a week from now. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.
But no, Wayne, is it already over for GetHQ?
Ah, you just slipped in there. I didn't see you until I heard you there. I'll put you down here. But yeah, we kind of wrapped it up here. But I'll extend it for just a moment here. The topic this week was, how shall I encapsulate this? You know, pretty much every week I try to think of something new and novel, you know, a new topic. But it occurred to me that there are some topics that we really ought to revisit on a regular basis. I know in the past we've had topics where, like, what were your favorite ham websites? What were your favorite ham magazines? What were your favorite shopping sites for ham and electronic stuff? And so on and so forth. And I'm thinking it would probably be pretty easy to make up a list of at least 12 of those topics and then feature that topic, you know, on a monthly basis. You know, I mean, we have 12 topics and each month would cover one of those topics. And then the rest of those months would be new topics or whatever. So I was soliciting suggestions for what are the most popular topics that need to be revisited on a regular basis. And I've made notes here. Software-defined radio was one topic. Ham radio in real life, I guess, like dealing with homeowners associations and zoning boards and neighbors and so forth. Websites, you know, related to ham radio, vendors related to ham radio. So if you can think of any other topics that are worthy of being revisited on a regular basis, suggest them now. Or you can send me email at jwh@sdf.org or post something in our mailing list, SDFARC-L, if you're subscribed to the mailing list, you know how to post something. If you're not, then you probably need to go to our website, sdfarc.org, to find out how to subscribe. So anyway, back to you there, John.
Boy, Vic, I trashed your kid. That was a mouthful, Wayne. Well, my bugbear in amateur radio is yucky audio. Why can't people have good audio? So, yeah, we need that as a topic. How do people fix up their yucky audio? There's probably a million and one topic you can come up with, and, all of the above, I suppose. All right, I think Robert's in there. Is Robert still connected here, or has he gone back over to Scars? Looks like he's gone back over to Scars, so as soon as I finish here, I'll go back over to the Scars conference because there's another net run. Too many nets at the same time. That might be another thing. Why is there so many nets? And I hate nets with just people check in. Yeah, Vic FHQ check in, you know, Vic S6BQQ check in, and then that's all you get to say nothing. So maybe broaden the horizon of nets, which is what you're doing. You know, have a question. It's not that hard, is it, Wayne? Righto, thanks for the net. Sorry to I popped in late. I just checked the time, and of course all the times have changed. That's what the problem was. Vic FHQ.
Okay. Well, you know, our net doesn't change. We're still zero UTC. But anyway, I get what you mean there. Anyhow, is there anyone else who just joined us who would like to be a check-in on our net before I wrap it up? Okay, this time I mean it. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Let's call it 0026 UTC. This is AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.